other on my mother's side. Mm-hmm.
Where did your daddy's parents come from? What were their names?
They came from England. My dad's great grandfather came over.
Huh. He settled where?
Must have been in Randolph County. I don't know what county that was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was over toward Liberty.
Why did they come down to North Carolina?
I mean, no idea.
Do you know his parents' names?
His parents' names were John Baker and Salome and Rogers.
And they were farmers?
Yes.
In Randolph County?
Mm-hmm.
In Randolph County. And your father grew up in Randolph County?
Well, I think maybe they may have moved to Alamance County maybe when he was real young.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know a whole lot about him, really.
How about your mother's family?
Well, I don't know. They came from Sampson and Wayne County,
mm-hmm.
Tahoe River. Her parents did, but her grandparents lived in Sampson and Wayne County, and they were farmers,
mm-hmm.
kind of big time farmers, yeah. You know. So.
And then why did they move to Tahoe River?
Well, I think maybe there was a big boom in textile at that time, and they moved to Tahoe River, mm-hmm. and worked there in the mills.
About what time? Do you know when that was, when her family moved in?
Mama was born 1885, and I think maybe she must have been maybe 5 or 6 years old when they moved there.
Mm-hmm. So how, and your mother's name is what?
Callie Johnston.
And her parents' name, do you know that?
Fate and Jenny Westbrook Johnston.
Mm-hmm. And so how did your parents meet?
My daddy went to Hall River and opened up a little meat market, and they met there and married 2 weeks later.
Is that right?
That was fast.
That's a record. And so you were born in Hall River. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I wasn't born in Hall River. Right. I was born in South Alamance. They moved back to where his home was, mm-hmm. South Alamance County. And I was born down there. Yes, I had 4 brothers,
mm-hmm.
and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 2 brothers living there.
Mm-hmm. Were you one of the oldest?
Yes, I was one of the, I was the second one,
mm-hmm.
of the gang.
Then when did you start working in the, in
I
any
started
kind of work?
Working in textile in the, must have been 32, 33.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 34.
Mm-hmm.
33 and 34.
Where did you work other work before then? Or
Farm.
When were you born, if I'm not wrong? In what year were you born?
1907.
1907. And so you worked on the farm? Did you get married before you started working in the mill?
Oh, yes. I had 4 children before I ever started working in the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, the depression came on, and there just wasn't anything on the farm, especially for sharecroppers, and we didn't have our own home. And we started working in the mill as part-time, you know, have a little crop and work in the mill too, but we eventually sold all our farm and equipment and worked in textile.
Was that common for people to do that?
Well, yes, it was.
To go gradually?
Yes.
What was your husband's name?
Phil Matthews.
Phil Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
And you were still living in South Alamance?
Yes.
How did you and he meet?
Well, it was a kind of roundabout way. We didn't live too far apart, but we never met until we were about, I guess, 15 or 16 years old. And we met through a friend of both of us. We went to school with this girl, and I ran around with her.
Mm-hmm.
And we met at home.
And he wasn't old enough to go into World War I?
No. And
so then you had.
And he was working on a government project
during World War II. So then both of you entered the mill around about the same time?
I went to work before he did. Then he went to work later.
at that time, which did you like more, farming or textile work?
Well, at that time, I liked farming. Mm-hmm. I still like farming, but mm-hmm. I can't do it. I guess I'm just a farmer.
Uh-huh. What did you think about entering the mills at that time?
Well, really, it wasn't a matter of choice. I had four little reasons.
Right. Right. Which mill did you enter in the first time?
Virginia Mill at Swepsonville.
At Swepsonville?
Yeah.
And what kind of work did you do?
I was spinning cotton.
How long did you work at Swepsonville?
I worked there, I guess, maybe about a year, and a half that time. And mm-hmm. at that time, they'd have a regular crew that they kept all the time, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get in a big order, they'd hire extra help
mm-hmm.
to get that out. And then they'd lay that extra help off.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be one of the
extra
ones, and I got laid off several times. And during the layoff, I'd go someplace else and get me a job and work.
Could you generally find work around in the county?
Well, yes, if you looked hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
I told some of them one time they was pushing the union, and mm-hmm. I wasn't too much for it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about I'd be looking for a job when the union got in. I said, I never had looked for one. I didn't find it. It might not be what I wanted or where I wanted, but mm-hmm. you can always find one if you can do better.
How did you go about landing a job?
You just go, you didn't have to go through the employment office at that time. You could just go to a mill and talk to the overseers, and if he needed help, he could hire you.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I understand that the job has to go up on the board, and then everybody that's there can bid on it, and somebody wants it, well,
mm-hmm.
they get it first, and mm-hmm. then maybe they'll hire somebody for the job that they came off.
Did you know any of the overseers at that time?
Yes, I did. Well, when I first went to work in the mill, I didn't. A friend of mine got me a job, or talked to the boss, and then he put me in.
Is that usually the way that it would work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to work like that, but not anymore. They just don't do it that way anymore. Anywhere, I don't guess.
Did your husband get his job the same way?
Yes.
And what kind of work was he doing?
He worked in crossing, mm-hmm. in finishing.
Was there any difference in terms of the pay between what you got and what he got? Or?
Not on the same job.
Mm-hmm.
If you worked on the same job, you got the same pay.
Now, within the cotton mill, within Virginia Mills, was there some jobs that were considered better jobs than other jobs?
Well, what they considered skilled labor.
Mm-hmm.
They made more. That? Well, weaving and any kind of fixing
mm-hmm.
was considered skilled labor. And running slashers, I don't know if you know anything about textile or not, but no. Anyway, that's preparing the warps for the looms.
Mm-hmm. That was considered a skilled job.
Yes, that's considered a good job. It's nerve-wracking, but it pays good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now tell me about, I want to know a little bit more about the Depression and also about the union that tried to come in and so forth.
Well, they never did get in any place that I worked, mm-hmm. and they never did have any trouble,
mm-hmm.
except verbal.
Mm-hmm. Well, what exactly happened? And said, when did they try to come in? During what years did they try to come
in? Down at Virginia Mills, they tried to come in. It must have been maybe in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they thought they had it made that time
mm-hmm.
until the voting came off and they were beat 3-1.
Mm. Were you working at Virginia at that time?
Yes. They didn't have any trouble other than verbal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hard feelings.
Well, why did some people support the union and other people?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's like that always in textile. When some
mm-hmm.
comes in, why some people support and some are not.
Right. Well, why were you against it then?
Well, I was against it because I knew they had it down at Hall River, and the kind of work that I was doing, I had heard so much about how hard the girls had to work that worked on that kind of job.
Because of the union?
Because of the union. You have to come up to their standards.
Oh, I see.
And we worked just about like we wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Were you,
as long as we stayed at work.
Were you in touch with other people who did the same kind of work that you did in other communities around the county?
Or yes.
How'd you get to know people from other neighborhoods or other towns?
Well, people in textile mills, a lot of them, I didn't, as long as I had work. They come and go.
Mm-hmm.
They go on there more or less in a cycle.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. They're not like that as a whole, but a lot of them are. They're dissatisfied, you might say. Restless.
Mm-hmm. About what?
I don't know. They just go somewhere and work a while, and if everything don't go just like they think it should, well, I'll quit. Mm-hmm. And they walk out.
Do they usually end up in the same place, or do they?
They'll go on someplace else and work a while, but they'll eventually come back.
Mm-hmm. Is that the majority, or is that?
No, I don't think it's the majority.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I've been talking to some people who stayed a long time in one place, and then some other people who moved around mm-hmm. from job to job.
Now, I've got two sons that have worked in textile, and if they feel like they're being pushed around,
mm-hmm.
they'll say that's it and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. At the time I was working, I felt like I had to work. And another thing that had the advantage of me, I didn't drive
mm-hmm.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just about had to stay where I could get to my work.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the time a lot of times. I think, oh, I just can't take no more, but I don't know, you cool down, so to speak.
Did when people started getting cars, did that change where they worked a lot?
Yes, that changed it a lot.
How about when did people start to own their own houses and so forth?
Well, that didn't make a whole lot of difference of where they worked. If
mm-hmm.
they thought they found a had a better job, they'd drive.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I live way down, in Alamance County, between Swepsonville and Sykesville, and worked over here at Clad Mill. But at that time, the man that I rode with had a wagon,
mm-hmm.
and he hauled riders,
mm.
and I rode with him. And I quit one time because I didn't have any way to ride. He quit. He got another job and moved out of town, and I didn't know of anybody else from down that way that drove up here.
Did he also work in the plow mill, or?
No, he worked at Mayfair, just across railroad
right.
tracks.
Right. How long a ride was that? It seems like a long ride from South Alamance.
Oh, it must have been 10 or 12 miles anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5 miles.
Mm-hmm. And he had a car or
a wagon.
A wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he had a load of riders.
Hmm.
But,
everybody came from South Alamance to work in the plant mill, or
no,
or
not everybody, but a few did. He picked up riders all along the road
mm-hmm.
as he came along. He'd pick them up,
hmm.
and he had one that lived right below for him. He had one that lived down just off the way of Avenue below Midway, and just scattered around.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing the place, and he would drive out of his way to pick him up.
Hmm.
Because, see, he made right much on his riders as well as his job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was his name? Do you remember?
Howard Carter.
Is he still around?
No, he passed away. Oh, I guess 15 years. Good long time.
When did you work at the plant mill?
When did I work?
Yeah.
Oh, it was in the from 35 to 41 in mm-hmm. that period of time.
Were you still living in the county?
Yes.
And you rode this man's wagon for most of that time?
Most of that time. Part of the time I rode with a Mr. Farrell. Mm-hmm. He also had a wagon and a load of riders. He lived at Swepsonville, but he went way down before.
And people came all the way in from the country?
Yes.
So there wasn't any real difference between living and working in the city or working in the country? Or
that's right. Oh. If you could find somebody that would come by and pick you up.
As long as you could find the work.
Right. Yes.
How was work in the plaid mill any different from work down at Swepsonville? Or
well,
the other places where you worked?
No, not a whole lot of difference.
Mm-hmm.
It was at a time when you had to work awfully hard because there was always somebody standing at the gate waiting for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like every time you got where you could keep your job up, they'd just add a little bit more to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you was always in the hole trying to catch up. I don't know if mm-hmm. you've ever been like that or not. You don't think, now I'll do this and I'll be caught up. Now I'll do this and I'll be caught up. Now I know I'm going to be caught up in just a minute, but you're at the end of the 8 hours, you're just as far behind as you were at the start.
Were you working every day during that time?
No, I was, most of the time I was working 5 days. The mill was running 6 days, but they just wouldn't let you have any overtime.
Right, right.
You had to rest on that.
Do you remember when someone threw dynamite into the plaid mill?
That was before I went to work.
Right,
there.
It was right before. I think it was in 34. Do you remember anything about that 34 strike and the activity that went on there?
That was at the Pioneer plant. I don't know too much about that. I do remember hearing about them dynamiting over there and mm-hmm. having right much trouble. But
mm-hmm.
I never did work at the Pioneer plant.
Mm-hmm.
The plaid mill was Burlington Mills at that time, but it hadn't been for a short while.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as you could tell from the people who you worked with, did it change when Burlington came in and took the...
Well, I never did work for it when it wasn't Burlington mm-hmm. Mills.
Who was the supervisor at the plaid mill at that time?
Well, Walt Emmons was over the preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I don't remember who was the superintendent.
Was it Mr. Copeland or Mr. Williams?
Mr. Copeland had already gone to Swepsonville.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Williams followed Mr. Copeland. But I don't remember right. who was the super
right.
at that time.
Was there ever any change between supervisors, or some better than others? Or?
Well, in the department, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Each supervisor had his system.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work were you doing at
I was working on twisters, mm-hmm. 5 feet twisters.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did that work compare to?
Well, you put up however many ends of yarn as you want twisted together, and mm-hmm. it comes down and twists it and runs it on a spool.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you left there in 41 at the plant?
Yes,
and
I
then what?
For good in 41. My ride quit and I had no way to ride, so mm-hmm. I went, and they had already asked me down at Swepsonville. I had moved to Swepsonville from down in the country,
mm-hmm.
and they had been over there, sent over there a couple of times for me to come and talk to the overseer.
Mm-hmm. Because you were known as a good worker? Or?
Well, not too good, I don't guess, but regular.
Uh-huh.
And
was your husband working at Swepsonville at
yes.
that time?
Yes, that's the only place he ever worked, except I think he worked a month at Pioneer Plant and got laid off.
Hmm. And went back to Swepsonville.
Went back to Swepsonville.
So then you went to work in Swepsonville during the war?
Yes, I went to work at Swepsonville, and I worked there till it closed in 70.
In 70, and that was the last place you worked?
No, I worked at Cannon. I went to Cannon and worked.
Cannon and Graham, or?
Yes, yeah. Cannon and Graham. I worked down there. I worked on warp mills down there.
Mm-hmm. At Swepsonville, did you do pretty much the same kind of job all the way through, or did you change jobs?
Well, when you worked down there, when you worked in preparation, they did everything in there in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to do a little bit of everything. If your job was piled up or was standing, or if they needed you worse on something else, well, they'd take you to another job, and you'd say, well, I don't know how to do this. They'd say, well, there it is. Do the best you can with it. And it was learn the best way you could, and I guess that's good experience.
What did people in Swetsonville do when the mill closed down in
1970? They went, quite a few of them were about ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a few of them retired, and others went other places and found jobs.
How had things changed there over the years that you worked there, over those 29 years that you worked at Swetsonville?
Well, they made a lot of improvements. They bought a lot of modern machinery
mm-hmm.
over the mill, and they built a new weave room and put in a lot of new machinery
mm-hmm.
and a lot of new looms.
Do you think the work was harder in 1970 than it was in 1941, or easier?
Well, I don't think you had to stay on your toes, so to speak,
as much.
Because
when, in the earlier period or the later
in the later period?
You didn't have to stay on your toes as much as
no.
Why is that?
I guess one thing that made a difference, you get used to working on a job and stay on it for a long time. You learn how to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
You learn the shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean by that you do sloppy work.
Right.
I just mean that you know how to learn how to take advantage of it and get along with it faster.
When did you move from Swepsonville? Did you stay down there until 1970? Or?
1974,
mm-hmm.
I remarried and moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been single 20 years.
So your first husband passed away in 1954?
No, in 1966.
66. Mm-hmm. And he worked there until
he never worked in any department except the classroom, the finishing
mm-hmm.
department.
Mm-hmm.
I worked about all over the mill except the weave room, but I never worked in the weave room.
Do you think you'd like that, working a lot of different jobs rather than just one job? Or?
Well, yes, it's a variety.
Mm-hmm.
I never did think I'd like to work in the weave room. I never
mm-hmm.
did work in the weave room, but
mm-hmm.
I did everything in pretty crazy.
What did people in Swepsonville do for entertainment in those days?
Well, they didn't do anything much. Went to the movies or something mm-hmm. like that.
They had
a community center over there. Once in a while, they'd have somebody over there to entertain, or maybe have some kind of gathering over there or something up at the Alexander Wilson School.
Mm-hmm.
Church activities. Mm-hmm. That's all it was there if they wanted to. And they had a ball team.
Mm-hmm.
Usually had the juniors and softball. And then for several years they had a man's baseball
mm-hmm.
team.
Mm-hmm. Did they recruit the baseball players?
Yes.
From how did they do that?
There was right many of the employees that had played in school,
mm-hmm.
and they formed the team and played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they built a real nice ballpark down there in town. They had the bleachers and the lights and everything. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know what happened. I don't know if they lost interest or what, but they quit.
Mm-hmm.
But the smaller ones kept playing, and they'd have softball. Basketball,
mm-hmm.
square dances once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever come to Burlington during those times, other than to go to work?
Oh, yeah.
What did people come to Burlington for?
Well, they came to Burlington to shop, go to movies.
Mm-hmm.
See, there was no place down there to shop other than a little grocery store down in the country. You just didn't buy all your groceries at a place like that. You went to the chain stores or a bigger
mm-hmm.
store to buy your groceries.
Mm-hmm. You never thought about moving to Burlington, did you?
No.
Why was that?
I don't know. we lived in Graham for a little while one time, 39 and 40, during the winter of 39 and 40. Mm-hmm. And we didn't like Graham.
Why was that?
It wasn't.
During all this time, did you always have a garden?
No, not always, but sometimes.
Was there much communication between people who work in the mill and people who stayed in the country? The farmers?
Yes.
So you feel that, were those most of your friends? Were they farmers or were they mill workers?
Well, I had friends in the country and there in the village too. Mm-hmm. And other people did too.
How about your relatives? Did they stay?
They're all in the, most of them in the country. I had a brother that lived here in Burlington, and I've got one that lives in Mebane now, and one lives in Selma, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But and the one that lives in Mebane, he lived in Graham quite a while. I guess he likes it. I don't know.
How about your children? When were they born, first of all?
They were born in the country, in Alamance County.
So, when, which years were they born?
Let's see, 27, 29,
30,
and 33.
Mm-hmm. And what did they end up doing?
Two of them's in textile, one of them's a mechanic, one lives at Swepsonville, he works at Gibsonville, he runs a slasher.
Mm-hmm. He drives all the way from Swepsonville to Gibsonville.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And one lives in Gibsonville. He works for the city of Burlington.
Uh-huh. And what do their children do? Are their children still working in textiles?
No. None of them's children work in textiles.
Why do you think that is? That the young
They went to school and prepared themselves for a better job.
Mm-hmm. Did you want that of your children, or what did you want? Did you want your children to follow what you had done, or do what
well,
had done?
Well, I'd rather they make up their own minds to what they think they should do. Now, my youngest son, he lives in Charlotte. He's a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she lives in Des Moines, Iowa. She's not able to do anything. She doesn't.
How did she end up in Des Moines?
She married a man from there.
How did someone from Alamance County meet a man from Des Moines?
He was in service.
Uh-huh. At Fort Bragg?
No, he was at must have been Camp Lee.
Mm-hmm.
She was working in the bus station over at someplace in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were working where during World War II at Swepsonville?
Yes.
Did you do anything for the war effort? Did you produce any materials?
Yes, we made government material.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things?
Sandbag material and something else. I really don't know what it was used for. It was something that was real heavy, more like... Well, it was a denim weave, but it was all white, and it was all cotton. I really don't know what they did with it, but the sandbag material was something, I don't know if you're familiar with material or not, but it's something like unbleached, real coarse sheeting, and they used it for sandbags.
What was work like during World War II? World War II era? Did it change at all, or was it harder? Did you have to meet production more?
Well, yes, all through the years we had production.
Mm-hmm. So that's all the way through from 1927?
Well, really, I never, all the time I ever worked, I never got paid by piecework, but still they expected you to do so much, and you knew how much you were supposed to do. They give you machines to keep going, and you were supposed to keep them going.
Did the number of machines change over the years?
Well, Yes and no.
Okay.
They got more modern machines that didn't take as much attention.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally you had to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, well, and to the, and they were high speed. Mm-hmm. They were speeded up so much.
So how would that affect what you did?
You'd have to put up so much more yarn
mm-hmm.
for high speed than you would for the slower running machine.
How about stools? Did they ever have stools?
Yes, they had stools, but I was one of the lucky ones. I was tall and had extra long arms. I could work from the floor. A lot of times I would be the only one that did work from the floor. The rest of them would have to have a stool.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I have unusually long arms. And I don't think they did anything about the noise level. Now, down at Cannon, while I was working down there, they got to hollering about the noise, and a lot of the places they had to wear earplugs, but mm-hmm. where I was at, it wasn't so noisy, and we didn't have to wear them. But they did, I guess, in most of the bill. See what I did. There was only three machines running in that department, and that wasn't a whole lot of noise. They
mm-hmm.
didn't make much noise, and we didn't have to wear anything. They didn't wear them in the dye house.
Mm-hmm.
But where there was a lot of noise, they wore earplugs.
Do you think it's better or worse to work in textiles today than when you started out?
Well, I think it's better.
Why is that?
Well, because the machine is so much more modern.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't... Well, in a way, it's not as good. They have so many blacks, so to speak, mm-hmm. and they will never carry their
is that right?
end of the load.
I had heard from someone else that some of the black applicants are screened through. They have a screening procedure. Is that the case, or
well,
how do they select?
Really, I don't know how they select.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that
mm-hmm.
they just won't care about a lot of things. Mm-hmm.
Is there resentment on the part of the older workers?
I don't think so,
mm-hmm.
unless they have to care their part of the load and anybody resents
right.
that.
Right.
I worked with some as good black people as I ever have
mm-hmm.
white people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had two service folks that were
mm-hmm.
exceptionally good.
Where was that? In Swepsonville?
No, it was down at Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work with any blacks at Swepsonville.
Mm-hmm.
They had some there, but I didn't work with them
right.
other than, you know, peanut balls,
right.
something like that.
Yard.
I know. We had one down at Cannon that he didn't get along too good with the boss man, but he was as smart a boy as I ever worked with. He'd be gone, you couldn't see him nowhere. And if I needed him, I'd say, Joe, and I don't know where in the world he'd come from, but he'd be there. And he'd always do what I asked him to. There was another lady that I worked with, he didn't like her worth a hoot. He said she tried to drive him around,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and he resented it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if she did or if that was just her way of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I got along with Joe, he was pretty light,
mm-hmm.
and when I first went there, they had one that was good to work with,
mm-hmm.
but he quit. And come back, and he wasn't worth a hoot.
Mm.
I don't know what happened to him, but when he came back, he just wouldn't do no good.
That's interesting that you told me that so many people switch jobs from one place to another. You know, I still want to find out why. Why do you think that was?
Really, I don't know, unless they're just restless.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, he was overseer down at Cannon. On third shift in the weave room,
mm-hmm.
and he quit, gave it up, and went back to weaving. And he said that you couldn't get the work done because you didn't have the help.
Mm-hmm.
All they had on the third shift was drunks and drifters. If they wasn't that drunk, they would quit and gone.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
That was one during the time I was working down there. Mm-hmm. He said he just couldn't fight it. There's always on him about not getting off production, and he couldn't get off production with the help he had.
Mm-hmm.
And see,
was that always the case, that there were always a certain number of drunks and drifters who were working in the mills?
To a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Who were the drunks and the drifters? Where did they come from? Were they?
They just drift from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. Did they stay within the county, or did some of them come from other
they're
places?
Usually local. They mm-hmm. just go from one mill to another, and believe it or not, that kind of people can always get a job. They'll always hire them in.
Mm-hmm.
As a rule, they're good workers for the
mm-hmm.
And
now, did people who held steady jobs, did they look down on the drifters, or was it?
No, not really.
So they weren't like two groups of people or anything like that?
They expected it.
Mm-hmm.
When they knew them on site, when one of them would come in, it's, oh, he won't be here long.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be gone. Sometimes they'd stay
mm-hmm.
A while, and sometimes they didn't stay.
And you say they'd usually leave because they were mad at something?
Well, sometimes they'd be mad, and sometimes they'd just get on a bender and just not come back.
Mm-hmm. When they got mad, what kind of things was it about?
Oh, maybe something personal, or maybe something about the work.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever they got mad about.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it.
Right.
And that was it.
What did the other employees feel about that?
It didn't bother.
Okay.
They'd say, so-and-so quit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Somebody take his class tomorrow. And that's just the way they thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't matter.
What were the schools like in Swepsonville?
The schools?
Yeah.
Well, really, they had two groups of people. They had the country kids
mm-hmm.
and the village kids.
Mm-hmm. What was the difference between the country kids and the village kids?
I don't know. I didn't know it until since all my children had been out of school. I worked for one of the boys that went to school from the country. Well, mine went from the country too till we were, well, the oldest one was 14. He
mm-hmm.
must have been about 17.
Mm-hmm.
But they never said anything about it. Or if they did, I didn't remember it. But anyway, this one man said that the kids from Swepsonville thought they were better than ones from the country because they dressed better. Said their parents had a payday every 2 weeks, and said our parents had a payday in the spring when they sell their grain, and one in the fall when they sell their grain or tobacco or cotton or whatever they have. And said, the country kids, well, I knew that all the time, said they didn't have new clothes every week or two. They got theirs twice a year. And said he always felt like the ones from the village looked down on the ones from the country because they didn't have as many new clothes.
Did you feel that as a kid growing up in the country yourself?
Well, not until the last 2 years I went to school.
Mm-hmm. Which, how old were you then?
I quit when I was 18.
Mm-hmm. So you went through high school?
No, I like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Our school was consolidated.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to go to another neighborhood. And that school just wouldn't accept the other schools that were bused in.
You were bused in?
Yes.
Hmm.
And it looked like they felt like this is ours. Keep your distance,
mm-hmm.
if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Was this all in South Alamance?
No, that was in Orange County.
Oh, in Orange County.
Uh-huh. If you drive back and forth to Chapel Hill, you know where
right.
the schoolhouse is.
Alexander Wilson's
schoolhouse. I know, it's White Cross.
I think I know it, yeah.
I don't know what they use it for now, but there hasn't been any school there in years. It's
set tobacco. Well, not far from the road, but you don't see it till you're right in front of it.
But the other kids didn't, they looked down on you because you were from the country or just because you were?
They were from the country too, but they just wouldn't accept the other schools. I don't know why, but they just didn't.
And did you ever think that you might want to work in a hosiery mill or any other kind of mill other than the ones you worked at?
Well, no, not really. I know it's cleaner. But it's a lot more fragile. You have to be so careful with everything and all of that. And I've always been used to, well, I worked in rayon, nylon, cotton, blends, and all that kind of stuff. But just when it comes to handling hose, my hands are too rough. I'd have to wear gloves to handle those.
Did you know people, a lot of people who worked in hosiery?
Oh, yes.
So people knew people from a lot of different groups at that time.
Maybe I worked in a cotton mill, and my next door neighbor worked in a hosiery mill.
In Swepsedust? Yeah. Was there a hosiery mill in Swepsedust?
No, there wasn't a hosiery mill there, but the people come to Greenberg. Alamance, Belmont, and other hosiery mills.
It's interesting to me how they did work at all these different places, even before people had cars.
I had an uncle said that he had worked at every mill in Alamance County except Swepsonville.
Is that right? You must have worked at, there were hundreds of mills, or dozens of mills in England.
Well, I don't know. He said he had worked, he was a weaver. He said he had worked at every mill in Alamance County except Swepsonville.
How would the word get out, say, that a particular worker was a good worker? You know, I know that some of the companies tried to recruit people who they thought were good workers. How did that work?
Well, if they got a hold of one that worked pretty good, if they thought he was going to quit, they'd try to hold on to him. I know I'll boast a little bit. One time when I quit the pad mill, this man told me he was going to send the last time I quit, my boss man told me he was going to send my time in sick. And he'd send it in like that 2 weeks and I could come back.
Why didn't you at that time?
Well, that's the last time I quit and I didn't have any way back
to get out there.
So I didn't go back.
Did most everybody in Swepsonville belong to the same church?
No. They had two churches there. And some of them went down out in the country to other churches.
How about your family?
My family went to church there.
What were the churches?
I went to the Baptist. And two of the children went to the Baptist and two of them to the Methodist.
Is that right? Why is that?
I don't know. They're friends when we first moved there. That's where their friends went, and that's where they got started going.
Did the company start those churches, or?
Well, really, I don't know. Ms. Baker gave the bell and the organ. She was the owner of the mill.
That's right. She was the first lady owner.
Yes, she was the first lady owner. Her husband died and left it to her.
Did she ever come into the mill?
She had come up there and look around.
What kind of a lady was she?
She was real nice. Just one of the ladies. Just another one of the girls, so to speak. And they lived there, you know, for a long time. And they finally moved to Raleigh. And I've heard a lot of the ones that lived there, they were about my age. they lived there when they were kids, and they said that when her children would have a birthday, she'd throw a big party for the her children and invite all the kids in the village. Of course, it wasn't, there was not as many then as maybe there is now, but she'd give out the gifts to the other kids instead of the kids bringing her children. She'd always have gifts for the kids that she invited.
Do you think it's like that now? When did Miss Baker die? That was when you were still working there?
Yes, I was still working there. Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
What happened after that in terms of the relationships towards the people who worked there?
It didn't make any difference. The boys had already took over in her sons. Her oldest son never married. He was the business end of your work. The other one, he was just slap happy. And he didn't care if the wind blew or not. But as long as Ashby lived, everything, you'd never know the difference, everything went around. But after Ashby died, it just started going down.
When did he die?
I don't know. I can't remember. But I knew when it was, but I didn't know how long it's been.
So then what happened after that?
Well, it just went from bad to worse till it went bankrupt and had to close.
How long a notice did they give you before it closed down?
We didn't have any notice.
So how'd they tell you?
Well, we'd been being on short time every once in a while. They'd say, if I need you next week, I'll call you. And then finally, we went all the work anymore. And that was it.
Did they give you any pension or any
money? We had a little retirement pension there, very little. And we didn't get that for a long time. But as they become 65, if they have as much as 10 years service, the last 10 years, they get it. And they didn't start paying it, though, for a good long while. They finally started paying it, and I guess they'll continue for the ones that are eligible to work. But they let us sign up for unemployment.
Did they?
Yes. I was out of work 6 or 7 years.
Was it hard for you to get a job at Cannon Mill?
Not when I really hungry. Not when I really tried. I kind of wanted to rest a little bit. Of course, I went every week and asked for work different places. And I heard there was a vacancy at Cannon. And I went down there and applied for one in the classroom. I had worked in the classroom at Virginia Mills. And I applied for that, and the man that was over it said he didn't want to put me in the third shift. I've been on the first shift so long, and I was too old to drive around the third shift. Go back to the third shift, but said, I'll see what works out. So about 2 or 3 days later, I heard that somebody had quit in the preparation. So I called personnel man and asked him if he would change my application and give me a chance at that. And he said, yes, ma'am, I'll be glad to. So the next day they called me and wondered if I couldn't work that day. And I told him, I couldn't go work that day, but I came in the next day. So I went to work.
Did you and your husband always work the same shift?
No. I worked 6 years third shift and one first.
Is that right?
See, my children were small, and if I worked third shift and then first, I wouldn't have to have someone stay there.
So you'd work all third shift and then take care of the kids and then go to sleep? Or?
Well, they were in school, but still, I didn't want them. They'd always been in the country, and I didn't want them running around over that hill all over everywhere and no telling where. I was kind of funny about them. I like to know where they were.
That's not so funny.
And they never knew when I was going to wake up and get up. And if I went to bed, I'd say, y'all stay in this yard till I get up. Believe it or not, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I get up, if they want to go somewhere, they could.
What do people do where both the wife and the husband work the same shift? What do they do about their kids?
Well, some of them would have a neighbor keep them, or just leave them, let them gallivant around.
Mm-hmm. How about the little kids?
They'd have somebody keep them. Some of them had cooks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them maybe had an in-law that
mm-hmm.
sit in and looked after them for them. And a lot of the girls, the teenage girls in the summertime, would sit, small children.
Mm-hmm.
In daytime.
Did people ever take their kids into the mill? Sit them in the mill?
Not much. Mm-hmm. You weren't supposed to come. Mm-hmm. Now, after they got up, 8 or 10 years old, they could go in there and take lunches. You mm-hmm. know, old enough to know not to get in the machinery or anything, just go and take a lunch and come right back out. They were permitted to do that
mm-hmm.
at one time, but they stopped
that. When did they stop that?
I don't know. It was must have been maybe late '50s.
Mm-hmm.
I know my daughter used to go every day and take lunches.
Mm-hmm.
My son, he would accept the children to take these lunches. Nobody there to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they stopped that?
Well, some of the kids got so they'd go over there. Too big for the beard breeches, so to speak, and had a lot of curiosity. They wanted to run around, and then they stopped it. And the management was changed,
mm-hmm.
a lot of things. And the company ran a dope wagon.
What, Coca-Colas or what?
Sanities and mm-hmm. things like that.
They call it a dope wagon?
Yeah, they call it the dope wagon. Well, no, the company didn't run it. It was catered in,
mm-hmm.
but, if you wanted to take your lunch, that was fine and dandy, but they didn't. Sometimes somebody would come in during lunch, not much.
Mm-hmm.
When I first went down there, though, there was quite a few ladies that cooked meals and carried them over there, you know, plates.
Was that like?
All three shifts. There was one lady that carried meals on all three shifts.
Well, she was the wife of a mill hand or what?
No, she was a widow woman that didn't have any way to make a living except she had a few boarders, girl boarders, and she would cook meals and take to the mill on the side.
Mm-hmm. Were there many single girl boarders who worked in the mill?
Yes, right many.
Uh-huh.
My sister boarded with her for one. She lived down in Orange County and didn't have any way back and forth, so she boarded down in the village.
Mm-hmm. When did she start to work?
Okay. Let's see. It must have been about 40.
Did she also stay until 1970?
Oh, no. She moved around everywhere.
Uh-huh. Well, why do you think that, say, you stayed in one place all that time, and your sister, you know, moved around all these places?
Well, really, I don't know. Let's see. She worked, she got in hosier mill.
Mm-hmm.
And worked first one place. Mm-hmm. And she worked. I think maybe that's the reason she moved around. She and her husband separated, and she was kind of restless and didn't know what she did in her heart. Didn't know part of what she wanted, and she just had a little thing. She felt like she was getting a better job. She just moved.
Mm-hmm. Did a lot of people take in boarders?
No, not
like just a few boarding houses.
Just a few.
And they're mainly young girls. Were there young boys too who come in?
No, not after I moved there. I don't know of any boys that boarded. But at one time, they had three boarding houses there. Well, one of them was just built for a boarding house, but the others were just big houses, and the people kept boarders, but that was before my time. They closed the boarding house right after we moved there. I don't know. There was quite a few boys that had boarded there that I knew, but not in, that I didn't know them at the time they boarded.
Inside the mill, were certain jobs reserved for the men and certain for the women, or was it pretty much the same all around?
Well, yes. There was jobs for the men.
Which one?
Women didn't do the hard-headed jobs.
Like the dye house?
No women in the dye house.
Or what other kinds of jobs?
Well, no women in the card room.
Any jobs that only women did? Were there any jobs that only women did?
Yes, just women spinners, winders, and coppers. And at that time, women didn't run twisters. I mean, the cotton twisters were downstairs.
When did that change, when women began to run the twisters?
Over the years, as you know, they began to work on the men, the women would...
How'd that happen?
Really, I don't know. It just seemed like it just happened for no reason.
Did any of the jobs did women take over any jobs during World War II when the men were...
Yes, they did.
Like what?
Working on twisters and things of that kind.
And that stayed after the war? Even when
they
came
yes,
back?
They stayed on after the war. And a lot of things like that. I know there was a time when the women... Well, we used to run yarn off of... really, it was a spool, but it was metal. The spool was wood and it had metal heads on it. We called them iron heads, but really they were spools. And we had them on a tray, and that tray would hold 20. And them things was heavy. We put 10 on there with a little bit of yarn on each one of them. Or sometimes we'd have to lift them in there. We're full of yarn, and we had to stack them six high. And there was a time when the women didn't have to do that. But when we'd empty them, we'd just, you know, take them down. They'd be empty and take them down, set them on the floor, and the service floor would stack them up. But it got where we had to stack our iron. Job I worked on, I guess, was about the heaviest I ever had. We had some yarn. I told one of the guys from planning, I said, them things weighs from 8 to 15 pounds. He said, oh, they don't. I said, you get in there and hang 400 and some of them and not stop, and you'll think they weigh 20 pounds.
Did he? What kind of house did you live in those days in Swepsonville? Did you live in the same house for all that time? What kind of house was it?
One of the mill houses.
How many?
Four-room frame house.
Four-room? What kind of rent did you pay on that house?
When we first moved there, we paid $6 a night, water, lights.
That's pretty good. What, did that change? Did the rent ever go up, or did it stay pretty steady?
Yes, it finally went up, but I don't remember. They sold the houses in 52, I guess.
So you bought your own house at that time?
Well, you didn't have no choice. It was either buy it or get out.
Is that right?
And I didn't drive.
So
and
you
I
had to stay there.
And I didn't have any choice.
So,
but they fixed it so that you could buy them without too much of a strain.
How much did it cost to buy those houses?
Mine was about $2,600, I think. course, they had been fixed up a lot from what they had been at one time, but they were run down.
Mm-hmm.
After Mr. Williams passed away, the Baker boys just didn't take no interest in anything toward keeping the houses up or anything. Mm-hmm. First thing, I had to cover mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a whole lot of it. I tell them it's still nothing but an old barn. There was no baths in there.
Did a number of people decide not to buy the houses and leave?
Well, not a whole lot of them. Some of them didn't, but the majority of them bought them. They sold, a lot of them sold them later, but the majority of them bought
them. Why did the company decide to sell the houses at that time?
I don't know. Why? Unless it was going to cost so much to fix them back.
Fix them up.
And they didn't charge much rent on them. I don't remember how much the rent was at the time they sold them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was $6 and so when we first moved them.
That's a good rent. I wish I could pay that rent today.
Yes, don't you ever.
What was health care like? Another thing that's pretty expensive today. What was health care like in the old days?
Well,
where did you go for a doctor?
You had to go to town for a doctor, but at that time you could get a doctor to come out.
Mm-hmm.
We had, the doctors from Graham would come out at that time if you wasn't able to come in.
Mm-hmm. Were there midwives in the country too?
Not at that time.
They had
vanished.
Uh-huh. Did you know any when you were a child? Any midwives?
Yes.
But they're just kind of...
they're all gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't think of too many other questions, except for a big general question. How have you seen, what are the biggest changes that you've seen over the course of your lifetime in Alamance County and Burlington?